First off, you know, when Steve Jobs was fired from Apple way back when, it was the 70s, wasn't it? Mid-70s?
Oh, when he was fired, it was 85.
85, sorry, 85. When he was fired, the company went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly and fastly. And he was fired because he had too good a vision, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he had a vision that others didn't agree with. They didn't share. And he was extremely abrasive at that point in his life. I think it took that rejection and that failure for him to soften up and be a more manageable manager.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard from when he was fired, Apple's already on the downhill, I think, slightly at that point. And when they fired him, they were on the extreme downhill. And I think at that point, it was just more of a conflict of interest at that point. He's like, Steve Jobs wanted to do this, and then the company was afraid and whatnot. But
I think Steve felt that the future was the Macintosh, and I think he felt like they just didn't understand that even though the 1984 Mac was a commercial failure because it hardly had any software and it was too expensive for what it could do. We know the Apple III was a failure. The Lisa was a failure. They, you know, dumped those into landfills. They were way too expensive, and the Apple III broke and overheated because Steve insisted on it would have no fan. So there were a couple of failures. One of the biggest failures of his life leading up to his being fired. But I think I think you know, he was always focused on the next product. He wasn't really thinking about the Macintosh and its current incarnation for that price. He was thinking about what it could become. And I think that the board was not willing to wait around for that vision to come true naturally.
Now, with that in mind, when he was fired, obviously the decline got quicker, faster. And I think the board just said, right, we're going downhill. What's the worst can happen? We may as well just hire him again.